We're up to Simon Reish Pei Vav Sif Hei. We keep finishing off the halachos of Shnai Mikra Vekot Targum. Yochel Likros HaParsha Shnai Mikra Vekot Targum Shas Kriyas HaTeira. So this is an opinion that actually is in Shulchan Aruch, quoted by the Beis Yosef, and quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that you could do Shnai Mikra. You don't even have to read along with and listen along to the Baal Koreh. Technically, you could read the parsha of Shnai Mikra while they're doing Kriyas HaTorah. And the Be'er Halacha, interestingly, quotes an Elya Rabbah. Ayin Be'er Rabbah, shekosav du mitzvah min ha-mufcher, says the Be'er Halacha. Elya Rabbah says it's mitzvah min ha-mufcher to do this. Upelahu. But this is a wonder, to say it's mitzvah min ha-mufcher. Da'alo mechaber ba'atzma kuf mem vav beiz, sever da'medagdik bedvorav lo yasekein, that one should not. So it's interesting. The Beis Yosef quotes this shita. The shita is a mardechi. It's a arzarua. But at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch themselves says that Megdagdik B'dvarav does not do it. Vumitam, continuing on the Be'er Halacha, four lines on the top, the Kamrishon Cholkanze El Diyachalismoch Misha Ratzal Hakal Makim. Ava Chalila Denema to whom Mitzvah Min Amufka. This is very, very sharp language from the Chafetz Chaim to the Elyo Rava. Similarly, in Dibra Maskel B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah, he quotes Ayin Il Kufman Vav Magen Avram Mash Kasav B'Shem Trumas Hadeshen Vayin Shekasav Dehacha Muchach Bar Zrua Ber Alocha Kasavnu Demeor Zerua Lo Muchach Midi. Wow! Again, very, very sharp. The Chavetz Chaim is quite bothered by this idea that there was some that would hold that one could simply do Shnai Mikra Vekla Targum without listening to Kriyas HaTorah. Ad kidei kach, that the Shulchan Aruch goes one way, and Halacha Lamaisa ends up in a very, very different place. Take a look at Siv Katan Yudalid, Shas Kriyas HaTorah, B'simin Kof Mam Vav, B'magin Avram, Siv Katan Hei, Hei B'Shem Shalah, Shemach M'Bezeh, El HaKol Tzrich L'Shema Kriya, M'Pi HaShmatz, V'chein Udas HaGroshu, V'Seif M'Yaseh Rav, Tzarech L'Shema Kol Teva V'Teva, that you need to hear every word of Kriyas HaTorah. And last time we even mentioned the Shita of Nevin Sal Shlita, that if you read the Mishnah Berurah in a few places, do the math, what comes out even is that even L'chatchila is supposed to listen to the brachos and have in mind also to with the brachos. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, we call Makom Nira, skipping down a couple of lines, the Likro Balachash Mila B'Mila L'Shatz Ein L'Hachmer B'Zek Kivon Shemik Kivon Shemichavein Oz Gam L'Shmo Kol Tevim Pi HaShatz. He says that you could read along to be Yotze one of your two Shnai Mikras, you could read along. I mentioned last time though that Mipi HaShmur of Nevinsel Shlita told me not that way. He told me that L'Chatchila one should really be Yotze Shnai Mikra entirely on one's own, and one should be simply listening to the Kriyas HaTorah. I said this goes so far that in the Dirshu, it's so funny, you would never match the Shulchan Aruch back to the Dirshu. Then in the Dirshu, in number 31, it says, V'akore Shnai Mikra V'echa Targum. Now, this is a slightly different thing. Okay.
What's the
chisaron in there? Let me just say 31 anyhow, even though it's not entirely relevant to what I just said before. He says, someone who reads, quotes Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I've seen this previously, that someone who does Shnai Mikra in Chazaras HaShatz is a mitzvah above Avera, and he's not Yotze Shnayim Mikra. Not Yotze Shnayim Mikra. Okay, slightly different topic, but yeah. Well, I thought he was starting saying something else.
If you're saying it in the
the chisaron. So what do you see? You see that the chisaron is that l'chatchila the Gra understood that takana, if of saying mila mila knows Rav Nevin Sal's Hakpada. I think because he held that l'chatchila one is supposed to be mishtatev as a shomeya of the tzibur, not that you are supposed to be doing being I would say any other of your chiyuvim. You're supposed to now the Kriyas HaTorah is that you participate in the Kriya of the Tzibur and have in mind to be Yotze with that Chiyuv and not to be doing it and not to be Yotze with anything else. Sivs, yeah. If somebody has more Kavana, then maybe the Halacha would be different. Ein hachinami. Those who teach children who they're doing that parsha, So then in such a case, one would not need to be chozer v'korei aparsha v'shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains sifkaton tezayin v'dafka b'meim sheilomdim pirush hamikra imatinokos. In those days, then you took care of the targum because they would also learn pirush hamikra. Rav Nevinzal commented then when he said these words, he said that's according to the pirush chazal. According to they would learn according to the pirush chazal. Ulekach. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Yotzei Mezagam Yidei Targum. Then you Yotzei Targum. Avon lo made Pirush Hamilus Lechud, lo Yotzei Yidei Targum, el Shnei HaPam Mikra, Debevade Kor Metinoka Shnei Pam, Lechein Tzarech Lomer Targum Atzmo, you would still need to go back with the Targum. Yud Zayin, Ein Tzrichin, Mikan, Shenigun Atamim, Eino Ma'akev. You could deduce from here, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the trup is not Ma'akev. So here's a Raya, that the Mishnah Berurah understood that in the time of Chazal, time of the Shulchan Aruch, etc., is not like Zilberman, that they didn't memorize it based on the Talmud. That's the mashmos, that the Mishnah Berurah understands that they didn't once upon a time do it, what do they call it here? What do they call it? The Zichru method, v'chule. Most important thing in Chinuch is to give the children Avas HaTorah. That's the most important thing. And you don't have to worry about forcing so much down their throats. The most important thing is to give children Avas HaTorah, and then they're going to want to learn. And obviously, the most important way to give them Avas HaTorah is for us to have Avas HaTorah. That's the most important thing. And 90% of it is modeling. Anyhow, so that's this. Ein Makav. Rav Nevinzal Shlita is a little bit bothered that we learned yesterday when we discussed one of the reasons that we said for Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum is one of the svaris that we mentioned was to be able to prepare for the Parsha. We had a Chakira yesterday. What is the Mechayiv of Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum? But if you say that it's to be able to prepare for the Kriyas HaTorah, so part of the chelik of Kriyas HaTorah is imatamim. If the word is that you're supposed to finish Torah every year, who says that there is a mechayiv to finish Torah in with the tamim? That yesh lefakta falpo. But Rav Nevinzal was bothered by this, and he leaves off in the Biyitzchak Yikare. He leaves off with a kasha. Siv zayin ein tzarich likros parshas Yom Tov. One does not need to prepare parshas Yom Tov. And we saw that the Beis Yosef is tola that. In, again, the old chakira of why you need Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. If the Vard is to prepare for the reading in the shul, so then the halacha should mandate that you should prepare Yom Tov. However, if the Vard is to finish Torah every year, so then it would seem that at least Bidiyevet, we paskin that way. Bidiyevet, because that's totally in how you read the Shulchan Aruch yesterday in Siv Dalet. Continues the Ramah, V'chein ein tzarich likros haftorah, so you also don't have to prepare the haftorah. Again, that would be this conclusion that the Vard is that it's not about preparing for shul, but it's a halacha in finishing Torah lahashlim at haparshas imat zibur in your own limud haTorah. And we call makom nogu likros haftorah, but nevertheless, the custom is to read the haftorah, is to prepare the haftorah. What's the reason for the minig? So Mishnah Berurah says in the first white line, time of minig shem yikru l'machor l'maftir, because they might call you up for maftir. I remember once. I was called a Haftorah, and they only had a very, very small Tanakh, and I made quite a few mistakes. But if I had prepared the Haftorah, when I was doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, than I had before, and then I wouldn't have made half of those mistakes. So the justification was it was a tiny Tanakh, it was very, very hard to see. But at the end of the day, if you prepare before and you make less mistakes. Ubishabi Shal Chasana says, Ramah Yikra Haftorah Shal Shabbos V'losos Asis. And the Shabbos of a Chasana, so then in such a case, you would read the Haftorah of the Shabbos, and not Sosasis. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. Ratzalom HaShiesh Minig Bezik Mekemis, Shekarim B'tzibur Levad Haftorah Sasidra, Odeh Zepsukim Mehaftorah Sosasis. That what they would do is they would read the Haftorah, and they would also add the interesting custom in those days, that they would read Sosasis, because it says there kechasan yichahen pe'er, and that the kamash melon the b'shasha kor latzma haftorah. So maybe someone should have to prepare that as well. So the chiddush is that since it's matzui v'shagur v'fiakol, so then everybody knows it, right? Like everybody knows it. But everybody knows it, so then in such a case, then you don't have to do it. But the minig would be to prepare. So it could very well be that what emerges is that there's the halacha, the mechayiv of lahashim imaparshios might very well be the chiyuv of reading Torah, but the minug is actually to be prepared for the weekly parsha. It could be that there's Tzvei Dinim. Rav Nevenzal commented to me that our custom, of course, is not to say Sos Osis in the Haftorah, even when a chassan gets called up. Reish Peivav, let's just begin. Oh, it's late. Reish Peivav Aleph, Zman Tfilas Musaf. Does anybody have to daven now? Zman Tfilas Musaf, Miyad Achar Tfilas HaShachar, Ve'en La'achara, Yoser Me'ad Sof, Sheva Shos. The time of Tfilas Musaf is after the Tfilas HaShachris, and you shouldn't go later than 7 hours into the day. V'mispalel, Oysa Achar Sheva Shos, Nikra Pesheya. And if you daven Musaf after the 7 hours, so then in such a case you are called a posheyaf. Afal piken yatzi dechavasa v'bnei shezmana kol hayom. We'll stop here, and there's a lot to say even on this, just in the next 2 minutes. Maybe we won't get everything in tonight. Number one, what is the meaning of the word? Of course, again, let's just say in English, the halach is that for the chiyuv lechatchila is to bring the Musaf 7 hours, because that was with the time that it was brought in the Beis Hamikdash. However, the mitzvah is kol hayom, and the mechaber then points out, v'mshachach lo ispal ad she'aver kol zmana ein la tashlumen. Musaf doesn't have tashlumen, unlike other karbanos, and therefore one should do it lechatchila before 7 shos. What is a posheya? What qualifies as a posheya? So here, there's a very interesting discussion that is brought down in the Dirshu. And that is that the definition over here of a posheya might be atzlus. In fact, they quote Rav Yashiv in the Kovetz Mevakshei Torah, says that this only applies to someone who is guilty because he was misatzel. But what happens if he was marich bepiyutim, like on Yom Kippur, or rikudim on Simchas Torah? So then in such a case, then there isn't a problem. So when do we say that he's a posheya? So that's only if he's misatzel. It's quite a chidush to say that posheya means that he's misatzel. The word posheya is not misatzel. So a brilliant ha'ara from the Shevet Alevi, Chelek Tes, Simin Samach Beis, is he points out from the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gemara Brachos on Chaf Chafs Amid Aleph, that he says, Ayin L'kamam Mem Gimel Amid Beis, that Rashi over there says that posheya is misatzel. Isn't that amazing? So it could very well be that Rav Yashiv Zatzal was referring to all of this, that posheya is misatzel. Oh, my nafkamina. So this nafkamina is, do you have to hurry things along in tefillah or not? So Rav Nevenzal Shlita is mayor. Nirit, di ma'achrim tefillas musaf b'simchas Torah, machmas rov harikud, v'aliyas ha'Torah lo mikri poshim, da'asei dechvod ha'Torah, adif. Interesting. He calls it asei dekvod haTorah. That all of the things that we do in Simchas Torah is an asei dekvod haTorah, and therefore you would not be considered pashia. That's all part of this definition of misatzel. Interestingly, this is a collector's item that the Dirshu quotes, that the Alicha Shlomo quotes the Grand Rabbi Zatzal as not that way. That in Kol Torah, that Rav Shlomo Zalman was move things along to make sure that Simchas Torah that they would finish Musaf beforehand. I just saw tonight. I have to ask Rav Nevenzal about. When I asked Rav Nevenzal about his ha'ara, I wasn't aware of this, but he said that ha'ara applies in regards to Simchas Torah, but not in regards to Yom Kippur. That he thought that lechatchila, unlike what we saw from what's called in the name of Rav Yashiv, unlike what was quoted in the name of Rav Ozner, that he thought that one should be mesader the tefillas on Yom Kippurim, that the musaf should take place within Toch Sheva Shavuos, and Rav Nevenzal is done with his daven in his house. He davens Vasikin on Yom Kippur, and he's done well before Sheva Shavuos. So these are two Messiahs within Klal Yisrael in this regard. Can I get a Bible?